In 2021, the International Olympic Committee reported that less than 6% of sports science research includes female athletes. Because of this, there is not enough knowledge on the multidimensional impact hormonal cycles have on physical wellness. Welcome to Flow State, where we examine the effects of these disparities and call for action to increase research and awareness. My name is Najat Hussain, and I will be your host. On today's episode, we will be discussing athletes' experiences with Hilary Abankwa, a senior biological sciences major and track athlete here at Binghamton University. She just won the 500 meters at the America East Indoor Championships last fall.
Thanks for sitting down and coming to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
If you don't know what our project is about, is we're looking at the impact of hormones and the menstrual cycle on health in general, but also focused on like athlete health. Mm-hmm. Because athletes can are influenced a lot by their hormonal cycles, and it's kind of an understudied topic. But there's now research coming out saying that certain phases of the menstrual cycle can actually have impacts, such as like higher frequency of ACL tears. Because they can impact, depending on what hormones are being released, it can impact your muscles and your ligaments and stuff like that. So we wanted to just ask some general questions in this area and sort of spread awareness about the topic. But so our first question for you is if you have used any menstrual or health tracking apps or wearables, and if so, which ones have helped the most, and if not, why not? So yeah.
Okay, so for the first question, I would say that I have the Flow app. I don't know if you guys heard of that app,
yeah.
But it's... Yeah, that's my favorite app. It's F-L-L-O, and I had that app since I got my, like, the first day of my period when I got it when I was 12 in the 7th grade. I haven't really explored or tried other apps because I just thought the way Flow, it was, like, a pretty simple app, and it was pretty easy to maneuver. And it's free, and it also provides a lot of information about your cycle as well. If users want to understand like their cycle more, if they're trying to get pregnant, predict symptoms and stuff like that. But another thing that I know people on my team use is called an Aura ring. I don't know if you guys heard of that before.
Yeah.
But it tracks your sleep, your menstrual cycle, stress, heart rate, body temperature, and like all that good stuff. It's really expensive, so I don't want to buy it. But that's another... Yeah, it sounds cool. That's another thing that I would definitely want to try, though.
Wait, what is it, like a bracelet or a ring?
It's a ring.
Oh.
It's literally a ring, and like the ring is connected to like an app on your phone, and it shows you all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've heard about it on Twitter. I've heard like it's really good. Spelled with
an O. Yeah, literally it's spelled with an O. I did the same mistake.
O-U-R-A.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, instead of an A, it's an O.
Or a ring, okay. So we can look into that.
We'll look into that.
Okay, yeah. And you want to tell us a little bit about your sports background before we go into the next question.
Mm-hmm. 7th grade was, like, a big time of, like, change for me. So, like, 7th grade is, like, the year I started track as well. Mm-hmm. And my friend, she was like, come on, like, just do it for fun with me, like, cross country. And I was like, sure, whatever, I'll do it. So I ended up doing cross country, and I ended up being really good at cross country. So then I got bumped up to varsity pretty early when I was, like, in 8th grade. Oh. And then it's been history since then. I never really planned from the jump that I was going to come to Binghamton and run track here, but it worked out perfectly, honestly, and... Currently, I'm planning to go to the pharmacy school in Binghamton as well, and hopefully, fingers crossed, to continue on my track career as well, because me and my family, we went to Ghana, and we got our citizenships, so I could be possibly be able to run for the Olympics in 2028 for Ghana. So
yes,
that would be so cool. Yeah,
I did see you on their podcast. The
ASL podcast. Yes,
that's really cool.
So hopefully, yeah.
If you could change one thing about how sports culture handles women's health, what would it be?
Okay, so I would say one thing that I would change is honestly, like, normalizing and like talking more about like menstrual cycles and like in health and training and coaching and in sports medicine. Because honestly, I didn't really think about it until you came up to me and were like, oh, like I want to talk about this and this and this about like the periods connecting to sports. And I never really thought about it because they don't speak about it enough, like when we're at school. And like, I didn't realize like how much that my cycle was like affecting me during the week. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's also other topics like connected to menstrual cycles that I feel like is not spoke about enough, like hormonal fluctuations, like also with like females with PCOS. Yes. Like I feel like those are topics that are like ignored, and there's definitely female athletes that have those issues as well. And I feel like this is like not speaking about it enough, just like it leads to like not a lot of support from upper hands in the community, and just misdiagnoses of injuries and just like overtraining when you need a break and you don't even know. And just like another big thing is mental health strain, because just a factor of just not being heard enough, or you feel like you're alone.
Yeah. Okay. You said you started track around the same time that you started your period. Okay. What is one thing that you wish you knew around that time? Like earlier in your career?
So, yeah, I wish, like, I think I mentioned a little bit in the second question, is that I wish that I, like, knew the effects of my period, like, during, like, practice and stuff. Because, like, there's one week I'm lifting the regular lifts that I do, and I'm like, oh, why do I feel extra tired this week? Why I feel extra drowsy this week? And it's all because of my period, and you don't even realize. But then there's some females that say that they do better, perform better on their periods. I'm not one of them. I want to be in my bed, but I know there's athletes, so it's not all negative, that feel almost stronger and more prepared to perform. So it really depends who you are, honestly.
Yeah, that's super interesting.
That's also something that I think needs to be looked into.
Yeah, like in our study, we kind of did a survey asking that kind of stuff. So we found, like, there's definitely variation. Like, some of the questions were, like, how much energy do you think you've had this week? Like, how has your athletic performance been? And some people during like menstruation say that they have the most energy, but then others say they have the least. So it kind of just varies person to person. But so the next question that we have for you is, how do you think teams, coaches, or organizations can better support female athletes regarding menstrual wellness?
Okay, so this is actually a really good question, because it kind of connects to me a lot, because my coaches are both male, so they don't know anything. No, not that they don't know anything, but I feel like they don't know as much as obviously like a female coach would know, because the female coach is experiencing it themselves. So I feel like providing like modules or just like training videos for like coaches, trainers, like anyone in sports medicine will be like a really great, I think, implement in the system as well. I feel like also encouraging female athletes to track their cycles as well, because also like they could just see, okay, their period's coming like in a few days. They could just warn their coach, like, coach, I'm not feeling well, I feel down today. And I feel like that would really, it would give a heads up and just give you more time to prepare as well as an athlete. And I feel like also creating protocols that support female athletes as well that are dealing with menstrual pain or just like irregular things that are happening to their body. Because like you don't know if the athlete needs a break or just wants to just take a day off because of like what we're going through. And it's like my male coaches, they don't know how it feels, so they don't understand how sometimes like the intensity of like you really can't, like you just really need a rest that day as well. And just just creating a safe environment. It doesn't matter, like it shouldn't matter even if your coach is male or female, just making it a safe place without feeling embarrassed to talk about your period, and like if you, and also feeling comfortable of saying when you need a break as well.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable with telling the coaches like I might not be able to run today, stuff like that? Like, do they understand?
Yes, I'm actually really lucky. Like, my coach is a girl's girl. Like, he knows he knows what's up. Like, I know I'm lucky with the coaches that I have, but sometimes I can't see how it's difficult, like, conveying the message to without trying to give them too much information as well. Like, there is a boundary, but, like, it still, though, it depends on your, like, relationship with the coach. But I feel like everyone should be able to feel comfortable. So luckily, I'm comfortable with my coaches. And
okay. So you said you use Flow. Mm-hmm. And does it help when you're like planning your training schedule, or do you not pay attention to that?
So, So I would say yes, because the weeks that I know that I'm on my period, I make sure that I do try to get extra sleep and extra food in me, because I know those are going to be the weeks that I'm probably more tired and that I need more fuel to feel, like, fully energized and, like, to feel like myself. So, yeah, on the weeks that I know it's going to be, like, a hard training week and my period as well, I make sure I do take, like, the extra steps to make me feel, like, 100%.
I kind of asked this as well. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt pressure to push through these symptoms? Or, like, do you know other people that have felt that pressure? Because I would imagine, I feel like at least in a high school track, like, there was probably a big mentality that was, like, just push through it kind of thing. So, how do you feel about that?
Okay, yeah, I would say, I'm not gonna lie, I do have this mentality sometimes, which I don't really think is completely healthy, but it's not, like, I don't have this mentality because it's coming externally, it's coming internally within myself, that's how, I feel the pressure from, but, yes, sometimes I do try to hide, like, my symptoms if I'm not feeling the greatest, so I still can compete, and just, like, For me as well, it's, I think mind over matter. So, like, if I'm thinking and I'm just like, okay, I feel good, I don't feel fully shitty, oh, it's my period, I want to lay in bed, I want to, like, relax. Like, I just try to think, like, positively all the time. So I guess I'm not intentionally hiding it, but, like, it could be, I am, though. I hate to say it, I kind of am, but that is an issue that, like, I want females all around the world to, like, not have that issue, because, like, what we're going through is natural, and, like, we can't really stop it. So
you're lucky that you got coaches who are a lot understanding, even though they're male. Would you say the same about, like, your high school coaches or your middle school coaches?
My high school coaches, honestly, is it bad that I can't remember high school?
It was too traumatic.
No, I'm trying to think, like, because honestly, like, it's so different, because I feel like when I was in high school, my period wouldn't honestly affect me as much as it does now. I feel like the symptoms are way stronger.
I think it gets worse the older you get, because I used to never get cramps, and now I do, so it's like,
that's what
somebody, like, prayed against me. Like, what's going on?
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's maybe why I don't really remember high school, like, periods. But honestly, I did have way more female coaches in high school. So I do imagine them being really understanding. And if I did need to take a rest, like, they were more than welcome to give me that.
What would you say to young athletes who feel embarrassed or unsure about managing your periods?
I would say, honestly, I was going through the same thing, but it's all natural, and, like, we all have to go through it. So I would just say staying on top of it and managing it is, like, the most you could do. And, like, always just try to feel comfortable within yourself and try to feel comfortable talking to other girls as well, because we're all going through the same issue. And just try to stay confident, because I know it's, like, a crazy time and it's, like, a lot of changes. And
I kind of have another question, like, unrelated, but more related to our project. So I guess if you were to find out, like, if more research started coming out that, like, a certain phase or a certain amount of days leading up to your period was correlated with, like, strains or tears or something, would that lead you to, like, alter your training, you think? Like, would that be something you consider?
I would definitely want to alter my training, but that's kind of scary that, like...
Yeah.
Like, depending on the days of your period, you're more likely to get an injury. That definitely would just make me more hyper-focused on, like, the activities of what I'm doing and making sure I'm just taking extra, more care of my body. But that is a crazy, cool, like, fact to know. Yeah. But also scary.
And this is just a question from a guy from that doesn't know. But, like, what do your muscle, because I know you need to do like a ton of stretching to be at that level of track. Are there certain times where like you're getting your muscles are just like you need to do more stretching almost? If you're like going through your menstrual phase, like you need to stretch more because, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like it just feels harder.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would say. I would say yes, I would have to stretch more sometimes because, like what I said previously, like sometimes you feel completely weak even if sometimes you do everything the right way. So I do take the extra steps to make sure I'm completely stretched out and flexible, yeah.
Thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Natalia. Thank you to everyone who tuned into Flow State and stayed the whole time. This is the end of our mini series. We hope that you enjoyed this.